He's practicing.
Thank you, Mr. McCain, for reminding us that the proper protocol is to turn this on since it's a board discussion.
Taking that role on. It's going to be one of you two.
Anyway, that's what I'm leaving you. The resolution from you have a copy of the resolution from Palm Beach County, resolution on accountability, and Dr. Adams asked if she could speak briefly to this, and she did promise briefly. So also, it can be put on the agenda as an emergency item for good cause tonight if the board approves that, but we don't need to hear that now. We just need general information. Dr. Adams?
And I'm not suggesting that, you know, but I received information from the superintendent of Duval County, who had notified other superintendents that Duval County was going to have a resolution, and I believe October 7th is when they are taking this to their board, and what they're asking for is 1 year transition for school grades, performance of teachers and principals. In other words, everything that's happening right now, you as the Florida School Board Association and the superintendents asked for a 3-year transition last year. Nothing happened. So I think with all of the discussion on assessments and high-stakes testing, there are more and more people that are taking a more active stand to say, and Duval County has said, can we have one transition year? So I sent that out to you just so you would not, if you could know what Duval County right. School Board was going to do. I think Mrs. Jimenez has got other information about what happened at the Greater Consortium, where they had some similar discussion. So as your superintendent, I could certainly support, and work with the school board if that's your choosing to put something
Ms. Jimenez did ask, when I told her you were going to speak, she asked if she could share some additional information. Was there anything else that you needed to?
I think the resolution is pretty straightforward in what they're asking for. And I think I'll let Mrs. Jimenez speak to it, but I think this takes it even a little bit further.
And the reason I brought this board already moved it forward, and there on the and I apologize for the highlights, but I thought that they wouldn't come out on the photocopy. But what I would like to draw your attention to is the second page, because what a lot of the school board members are talking about is really a 3-year transition period, because what happens is you have a test that's being field tested in Utah. We saw what happened with the FAIR test that had to be withdrawn because the computer side of it didn't work well. And so once you have a test like this that hasn't been field tested in Florida, you really need to have a year to take the test, work out the kinks, a second year to actually take the test and maybe have a baseline and then be able to move forward. That's really more realistic. And I'll just read it for the record, because I just want everybody to really listen to what that says, and then I'd love to hear the superintendent's thoughts on that. Because
you're going to read the
yes. paragraph. So it just says, be it resolved that the School Board of Palm Beach County, Florida calls on the Governor of Florida, the Florida Department of Education, and the state legislature to provide a 3-year transition to July 1, 2017 for full implementation of Florida standards and accountability with no impact on students, teachers, school administrators, and school district assessment and evaluation changes. Further, the legislature should delay the use of the Florida State Assessment results in determining school grades, student promotion, graduation, or for teacher evaluation until July 1, 2017. Districts should be given flexibility in the interim to set their own criteria by which to determine student promotion and teacher evaluation. Further use of state student assessment data in the interim should be used solely for diagnostic purposes in order to assure that the state system is valid, reliable, and fair, and to create a baseline for FY18. That the State Board of Education should empower a truly representative panel of stakeholders especially educators and parents who represent all of Florida, to validate that all segments of the accountability system are fair, reliable, accurate, and funded. And I think that last sentence is really important, because what we've seen has happened with this, and it being politicized, you really don't have people that understand education making decisions that are impacting our children. At the Greater Florida Consortium meeting, I will be working on an update for you guys, because there was lots of information. But what we did with this particular resolution was, in the section where it talks about allowing the school districts to determine how they will move forward while this is delayed until it can be done correctly, one of the things that the group unanimously proposed was that, to avoid the perception that we don't want accountability, that maybe a norm reference test that already exists, that doesn't cost money to produce, can be used as part of that evaluative process, so that school districts know how they're doing during those 3 years that we're waiting for a reliable and valid test to be determined for the use in our schools, and that will have all those accountability pieces attached to it. So that was, I think, a little different from mm-hmm. what was proposed there, but I thought I'd bring it up and get your feedback, and mm-hmm. especially the superintendent's, because you understand that much better.
And before I open it for board discussion, other board discussion, would you mind commenting on that?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, I want to dispel the fact that norm reference tests are very expensive. It cost us, I think, if I remember correctly, about $150,000 plus to do the K-2-3. So there is a cost associated with it, okay? So I want to be sure of that. The second thing is, this reads like the superintendent's paper last year that went to, it reads just like it. I mean, that's what we ask. That's what the Florida School Board Association asks. So right now there is a crescendo, if you will, of people having a lot of passionate discussion about this. The Commissioner of Education just took FAIR off the table, and not because of the diagnostic exam itself, but because of trying to roll it out, and it wasn't ready. Technologically, it was a disaster. And our students, all the way down to third grade, are going to be required to take this new assessment online. So if this is an indication of what could happen at the end of the year, of what's happened now. So that is a big worry that we're going to do that. The second thing is, the stakes are very high for students, and I don't believe the state nor the school districts are ready for school grades for third graders not to be promoted as a result of these assessments. So because there's such discussion about it now, I'm not sure that the three-year transition, that seems like a long, it's kind of like one step at a time, if you will. They just took the FAIR off the table. There's a lot of discussions at the school board level about this. So like one step at a time, if we could start with this year and keep moving to get things done. I think it. The message is we're not against accountability. That is true. That is the message. We're just not ready to take these gigantic steps that are being asked of us right now. Our kids are going to be, it's going to be very difficult for them. So that's why I would look at 1 year rather than three.
I'm not sure what you mean, looking at 1 year instead of three.
What this is asking for, a three-year transition to get to the fair and reliable and exams that mm-hmm. are required.
What do you mean by 1 year instead of three?
Duval County is asking if we would suspend the. What theirs is to not issue school grades in the transition year, which they say they are not going to, but they're going to give you your grade as to what it would be. To not use it for district, school, and teacher level, or to use it for evaluations. Not tie the 2014-15 results to teacher and principal evaluation and the retention of students at third grade level.
So that's for 1 year.
For 1 year.
and what you're looking at
for
is for a three-year transition period.
Mm-hmm. Which in the best of all worlds is best.
I can, Ms. Simchick.
I got the email from, thank you, from Dr. Adams, read it, and I can support that, and I had mentioned that back to her. Reason being is that it was asked for 3 years. It didn't fly. I'm not sure what that is or who that, this, you know, I'm saying they have their own way of doing it, but I'm not willing to go down that road for another 3 years. I don't think we're going to get it, and I'm not for norm reference testing because we would still have to do the testing. We've heard from the superintendent the cost, and I know you support less testing, not more. So now you're asking for another, or they're asking for another layer of testing. So I don't see that as part of, I don't think that's a good thing. But the letter that was sent from me by the superintendent from Duval, I fully support that approach. And I think that that might be obtainable. But I have one question to the attorney. With the, I'm going to mess up my Florida statutes, but
that's what she's here for.
I'll say 103.28 or something. Was it 103 or no? Okay. The one for the teacher evaluation, where it clearly, and we went through this during the negotiations, where it clearly spelled out what we would use as a formula by, in thought, the fact that we've even changed the test itself. Does that violate its own statute? Because did it spell out Florida FCAT? And second, would something requesting the 1 year, would that also actually ask for us to suspend the Florida statute?
And in answer to your first question, the statute regarding employee or teacher instructional assessments and how what they base those on, they changed the language, I think it was this past year, so it doesn't refer to FCAT, it refers to the state mandated assessment. So whatever that is, that's what applies for the instructional assessment. With regard to your second question, if the Department of Education and the governor and legislators are willing to do something like this resolution that's being proposed, it will require a statutory change. And so they could do it a number of ways. They could hold a special session. They could, you know, stick it to the first part of the regular session that they've got coming up. They would need to do some lawmaking to change some statutes. But, I mean, there is a process they could follow to do that. But you are accurate in stating that we can't just adopt a resolution and the governor say, yeah, go do it. There will be some procedures that need to be followed to change the law that require us to do other stuff.
Right. So based on that answer, I feel that it be prior to the change with the mandatory and the change of the language to reflect mandatory, not FCAT, and having asked last year and not obtained this, I just don't see that this is going to, you're going to go the second, you're not just going to get a flat old no, but a 1 year, I feel, is very promising. And either way, three or one, they'd have to change the session, but in session to change the statute. So I would encourage the board to, you know, to request something that I feel is obtainable, which is the 1 year.
Okay. We cannot pull the board.
No, I'm just saying that's...
But we need some board direction here, if indeed it is felt this needs to be
done. No, I agree with Ms. Simchick, from what I understand of it. And if Dr. Adams, if that's your preferred way of going, again, it's a request. You know, we can request brownies at recess. We can have a resolution on anything we want.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't mean that the state's going to listen to what Inyo County has to say. They may listen to what Miami-Dade and Osceola, places like that, have to say. Yeah. But I don't think they're going to.
Yeah, and again, you know, I brought this up because I think, that, you know, one of the things that I really appreciated about attending the consortium meeting for the state for the first time was the fact that you had 11 school districts represented, and they were able to have conversations about why they agree or disagree with whatever the issues were that we were talking about. And I think that, you know, that I wanted to have that opportunity here to say, look, here's another way of looking at this. But to me, the most important part of this is getting input from our superintendent. Because like I said earlier, you know, to me, this is what I think would make sense. But I know that strategically, this could be an easy no, whereas this may be there may be a more thought behind it. My concern would be that after a year, you know, the question remains, are we really ready? Is this really going to be the baseline? Is it reliable? Is it valid? And probably the question is still, the answer is still going to be no, but I'd rather stop it for a year than do an all or none 3 year. So I just wanted us to have that conversation.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Adams?
And the best, this is the best answer to the problem. What is most realistic right now could be looking at a shorter term to get something going on it. And there is a lot of discussion. As a matter of fact, tomorrow I go to my superintendent's meetings for 3 days, and I'm anticipating this will be on the agenda. You know, what are school districts doing, and what are your school boards doing?
What are your thoughts as far as any sort of timeline for the necessity for this to be on the agenda so you have something to take with you? And we could add it. I've already talked to the council about it. But
My recommendation would be that you take some time to look at it.
Okay. Right.
This is Duval County's. There are points in here you may want to, you know, look at this and see if there's any language.
Well, there's
type
definitely
of
language in here I like.
So So I think you ought to make this your own. If this is something you'd like to do, you know, the year is the piece, but there might be some other language in there that that we would want to add to that.
Well, those of us who've been around in the days where FCAT began, and you know, I remember serving on a couple of their committees and sensitivity committees for all different areas. Mm-hmm. I like the verbiage that says, talks about a representative panel of stakeholders.
Mm-hmm.
That
I
just jumped
that.
Right out at me.
I thought so.
And I do like that. So as long as you don't, as long as you don't feel a need to take anything with you, then thank you for your 11 minutes.
We appreciate
it very much.
Bye.
Thank you, Dr. Adams. Oh,
exactly.
Did you
so then how are we going to move forward? It would be realistic to have this on the first board meeting in October.
Mm-hmm.
And then how do we, in the meanwhile, work to incorporate some of this into that?
I have a suggestion. Since Mrs. Jimenez is our legislative liaison and she's attended this meeting, would it be all right if the two of us work together to come up
she
with something
signed up for
October?
She took that job
to give to the board.
She signed up for that, too.
It'd be fun of me.
And you can join in, Jamie.
Yeah, sure.
And it's better you than me, right?
Time.
Thank you, Dr.
Right,
Adams.
You're welcome.
Very much. So, the superintendent search discussion session, and let me first explain a couple things to you. Number one, we're having this. I think there are three areas definitely that we can talk about without infringing on the fact that there is a new board that is going to change. We're going to have a board change after November the 17th with our two board members elect at the present time. And these are procedural things. They're protocols, Mr. McCain. You'll be happy to hear I'm still doing that. And they can be done before that time. Thank goodness. We do have some organizational history here with both Mr. McCain and Ms. Jimenez, having been on the superintendent search in 2010. There was a very good article, and actually one board member and several other people have remarked about it. It was in Sunday's paper, Indian River St. Lucie Seek School Superintendent. And I'm giving you my best 25 cents worth here. Having been through numerous superintendent searches, I would find it very unlikely that we would be looking at the same pool. The needs for St. Lucie County are so far removed from the needs of Indian River County that I just can't see us. I would be very surprised, and Mr. McCain, 25-cent payoff bet if you all end up with any of the same finalists. So even though I think it was very, very nicely done, I don't think that can really be an issue. What I did, and I thank very much Ms. Stang. She did get some information for me, and that I didn't have, and I kind of condensed it. We had way too much information, I think, to go over, so I condensed it and came up with some additional information that I thought was important. The three areas I think that we can discuss today. And let me get this out of the way just so you know that in our board book, and I forget what page it is, it's under our reserved accounts. There is $15,000 that has been put under our reserved accounts. that actually needs to be transferred. Mr. Morrison will take direction, and if there's an additional dollars needed, he can certainly, you know, have a little bit of wiggle room. But that needs to be put under the board's budget for superintendent search. The superintendent search is out of the school board, not the superintendent's office. Superintendent would not be looking for a superintendent. The board is looking for a superintendent. So those responsibilities fall within our office. So there, I just wanted you to know, if you will look in your board book, and I will tonight give everybody a chapter and verse. I even have the page numbers to where it is. But the three things I think we can talk about today, one is what you want to do about a consultant. Again, there are only four of us, so I need board direction without my having to jump in. And if there is none, you know, then I certainly will do that. You have some information before you. What I did was just give you some information regarding the search for Dr. LaCava in 2007 and the cost of the search in 2010-11 where Dr. Adams was. And noted on here is the fact that Dr. LaCava was, we had come up with one, Dr. David Piccolo was actually the gentleman we offered the contract to first, and then he did decline when we were in negotiations. Then Dr. LaCava was offered that position. That was done with a national search. If you want to go with a national organization, you're going to have to go with an RFP, which is going to slow the process down. If you decide you want to go with Florida School Board Association, that's up to you, but you do have what the charges were here, and that's this very first page for you to look at. So I felt consultant, salary range, and whether a doctorate is preferred or required. These are things you're going to need in an advertisement that probably needs to go out in a fairly short amount of time as soon as you decide on your consultant. The third thing is the advertisement. You need to set a timeline. We need to set a timeline. And in my opinion, if you look at people who are even considering a change from their present position, they are going to start, those wheels are going to start turning for them in that probably October, November time frame. The new board is not going to be sworn in, or the new board members will not be sworn in until November the 18th. I don't believe you're going to be able to wait that long, because you're going to want it to go into publications for the November, December time frame. So we need to have another meeting in October on this, but I'm just giving you things that I think you can decide before it would infringe on any of the things that would directly impact by having two new board members. And those things, of course, would be what your criteria is, how you're going to set up your interviews, whether, you know, all of those things that you'll see here as we go through this packet of information I've given you. So I felt as those were two things. So I will tell you that in 2007...
Bless you.
Goodness.
Sorry.
It scared me. I'm awake.
I saw it coming and it scared me.
And I did not give you a lot of information from 2007. I don't think it's important, except in referencing whether or not you're going to go out for an RFP for an outside consultant. In 2007 and 2008, we did send out an RFP, February of 2008, we did February 20th and 21st, we did hold community forums for the consultant. That was in 2007-2008. The board was not present, staff was not present. We invited a huge number of community entities, PTAs, etc. I will tell you that those 2 days, we had less than 50 people who showed up in the 2-day period, and the majority of the people who showed up were either from the CWA or from IRCEA. So that was the input they got. There was this huge outpouring of people to come in and give their thoughts on direction or anything like that. So the board didn't have a lot to work with in 2007-2008 other than what they already had because of what the focus was from the community groups to Ray and Associates. In April 25th, 26th, and 27th, the consultant came back with a long list of folks who were worthy of consideration. But I don't remember the exact number. I know that Mr. McCain and Ms. Jimenez remember we had a huge number of applicants. Unfortunately, when we started narrowing it down, to finalists,
lists, and we did our own little hash marks and grading, and who was on each other's lists and all that, you know, doing our little matrix up there. We ended up with one person who actually came, I think, for a vacation, who didn't really come in with all seriousness. Wasn't really just, it was unfortunate, but I really do think she came for it. I did not get the feeling, personally. This are my personal comments. I did not get the feeling that she was really interested in relocating for whatever the reasons are. All the meat and potatoes of what's going to happen will actually happen after the board is reorganization or organizational meeting on the 18th. It'll happen after that. You know, what your parameters are going to be, what you're going to be looking at. If you look at page 2 of your very first, the very first thing you have, it shows you, all the way back to Dr. Deering, it shows you what was being offered as far as salary and other things. So I think salary is probably a good place to start. We don't have anybody that we're thinking of in any particular realm, but that gives you a good place to start. Dr. Adams did take $20,000 less than Dr. LaCava received. You can see in here there's all kinds of other things I will note for you. One, which is... which I found interesting, and that was...
Ms. Johnson, can I interject something
Sure.
real quick? My own personal thoughts. I actually think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves in that I think we're probably better off deciding as a group how you want to go, if you want to use Dr. Blanton or a national search firm. I can tell you,
okay.
I would 100% wholeheartedly, I can't tell you much, I would... be fine. I'm very comfortable with hiring Dr. Blanton again, getting him. He has his pulse on so much of education in Florida. I mean, I can't imagine anybody who's got a better sense of what's going on in this state in education. And we actually, when he came in last time, if you remember, I was chair then. And I, you know, and in talking to Dr. Blanton, I had some time to check with him beforehand, and he had some ideas on, okay, this is what you need to be thinking in terms of salary. Instead of coming up with salary right now and having somebody like Dr. Blanton come in and go, y'all are way off. Okay, scrap that idea. Let's start over again. I think having a professional like Dr. Blanton use his
Sure.
knowledge and use his experience and use his pulse, his finger on the pulse of what's going on now. And, okay, because he's involved in all these searches all over the state. And so, okay, what can we expect? And so I think that's what we need to do, and if that's the direction we need to go, we need to get in touch with his office very soon, get him down here at a time that's convenient for all of us, and have that preliminary meeting like we did last time.
We don't have to go any further than that at this meeting.
That's what I'm saying.
But let me tell you what is here,
okay,
so that you can at least be looking at this. This came from Mr. Blanton, and Ms. Fang did give you this. This is what was our discussion. In 2010-11. This is what the next item is, what you need to be having in mind, that needs to go out before the end of October so that it can be in publications. And I don't know what the deadline is for some of these publications, but if you wait too long, you know, people who are deciding in February that they want to make a change, usually those people are few and far between, because people realize they need to give 6 months notice, that the school year begins July 1st, those kinds of things. Those are commitments that people who are interested are going to be looking for. So this is something that needs to be decided, and I'm happy to contact Dr. Blanton and see as soon as he can get down here.
Yeah, because that would have to be pretty quick.
It's going to be very quick.
Yeah.
Yes, Ms.
Yeah, I was just going to say that I think that, you know, we can't even be ready to make any recommendation on this, so the most important thing for us to do is to determine if we want him to be our consultant, and then contact him and set up a meeting really yesterday so that we can, you know, get some of those details.
And I will contact him, and then we can go back to square one. Most of this stuff that I have here was so that you see what the time frames were,
mm-hmm.
and what we did with Mr. Blanton, this kickoff that we had, you can see Dr. Blanton and things such as Education Week and other things.
Right.
Ads in November and January. We've got to get it. We have to have a copy to them in October. And I will check with him as to when that is. And also the this is also information that was from our discussion with Dr. Blanton, the timeline.
And we still have the ad copy we used 4 years ago, and the remember there was a brochure, stuff like that. A lot of that can be updated and not necessarily reinventing a wheel.
And I wanted to just talk to that briefly because I know that the school district, I found the one for 2007, I think, but the school district used to publish a Fast Facts, and Dr. Adams is resuscitating that, but it's been on the back burner because of all of the budget workshops and all the work they've had to do, but maybe this might be the opportunity to make sure that that comes off the back burner so that it's ready, so that when we start doing this search, we can include those Fast Facts.
And I'll say the same thing I did when this was done. I think that a three-panel brochure, you can mail those. Dr. Blanton is going to send
out.
We
had them in 2010.
This was the
previous one. No, we had a three-panel brochure.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Yeah, he mailed them out to all the school districts.
100% we did.
He does a mailing of 1,000 of them as well.
Yeah, we had it, and that's what I'm saying.
Let's see what his prices are. I think our print shop did it. Can you give me some parameters?
Judy, our print shop did that, and I wonder if they still got that. We can just update it.
Okay. Can you guys give some parameters for the chair to move forward with negotiating with Mr. Blanton? I need that.
Just do it. Make the magic happen.
Well, no, I need some. What if it? No. Florida School Board Association charged us. Our ceiling was $5,000, plus the advertising and other things. But for Florida School Board Association, it was $5,000. I need some parameters.
That's fine. $5,000.
If you don't want to go over $5,000.
If Dr. Blanton, if it's going to be more than, just make the magic. It's going to be a lot more expensive.
That is not something.
So let's set an upper limit.
$10,000.
Considering
$10,000.
Okay. Not to exceed.
Well,
not up to. And
I have no intention of starting at $10,000.
Right. And then you're not going to get there because I think a lot of the money paid was for Wayne's travel anyway.
It was not for his travel.
The fee was $43,000.
And
change.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that included his travel.
Well, there's another item for travel, which is
that's candidates.
That's what I'm saying. That $4,300 included his travel.
His travel.
So I mean, the fee was I want to say a couple.
And he only remember he only came here twice.
Right.
He was only here twice. So okay.
And then whatever contract you negotiate would come back to the board
absolutely.
For approval at a board meeting.
Absolutely.
Yes.
No, that's not my.
Yes,
no.
Yes. I was just completing the sentence.
No, that doesn't. Okay?
Sure.
All right. Okay, and then we'll set up. And then, does anybody have any time between now and the next school board meeting that you are absolutely not available? If you do, would you please let me or Ms. Stang or somebody know between now?
I'm not available Saturday. My wife's taking me away for my birthday.
When is the next
without kids?
When is the next
second shooting?
October 7th.
Yeah, remember
7th.
That's the month that I had asked
right.
for the change that was given and then taken back. So I'm going to be gone. That's
fine. October. What?
I think it's going to be the. Is it the 14th and 28th that we have board meetings?
No, we have them October 7th.
Yes.
And then
21?
14 days.
Okay. Well, if that's the case,
well, 7
then
plus
I am
14.
Here.
Thank you.
I mean, 14 carry
okay,
the
so
A.
I have no, I'm
so you actually got that.
By square
I did.
Root
that's
five.
Amazing.
You didn't even
21st.
Know.
I didn't even know.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, this is for the meeting with Dr. Blanton you're looking for.
I'm not looking for these two dates with Dr. Blanton. I'm looking for a time between now and October 7th. For us to meet with Dr. Cohen.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay,
I would like to know if you're not going to be available between now and October 7th.
The only time, and that's a morning for us on the 30th in the morning.
Somebody please turn off the faucet.
I have a family issue that I'm going to be taking care of in the morning on the 30th.
Thank you. And I have that at 9.
Just a minute. So on the 30th, you have something at 9. So both of those are AM is not good for either of you for just the 30th.
Right.
Okay. right, I will see what I can do. I'll give him a call. Instead of continuing our workshop, I will go and give him a call and see what he has available. I'll get something in writing from him. Not a verbal, but something in writing, and see if we can nail down a date.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Everybody happy?
I'm super happy. I was dreading not being here for that meeting, and ta-da. What a gift.
Well, I don't think that any of us realized it really was that's what it was. So, you're welcome. If it's a gift, you're welcome. Uh-oh. But I would ask you to look at some of the timelines here, because he's going to want us to commit to a timeline. Mm-hmm. So you need to look at what we have already done. Yes. So please look at that.
Yeah, thank you.
Look at that. Okay. All right. That's welcome. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Oh, formally open the meeting, but that's
sure you did. Sure you did.
And you're going to meet with Dr. Adams on...